Track 3. Mark chats with Georgette Vale about how she provides an audio description of plays performed in Wyndham for members of the audience who are either blind or visually impaired.
Hello there, this is Mark. I've come to Peterson House and with me I've got Georgette Vale. Now, Georgette, you're probably known to a lot of blind and partially sighted people throughout the county. You're now a retired rehabilitation worker and I know you're a very busy person, but you're also involved an awful lot with activities at your Wyndham Central Hall. And we're going to find out a little bit about the amateur dramatic plays that you put on, and in particular, audio description.
Yep.
Welcome to Chatterbox, Georgia. It's nice to see you.
Good to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. And can you tell us what's happening then at the Wyndham Central Hall about this audio described performances?
Well, it's Wyndham Players. I've always been a member of Wyndham Players for, I've been a member of drama groups all my life. And it's been one of those things that audio description has become mainstream in professional theatres. And basically, it's not too difficult a concept. It's somebody, just to explain quickly, he's standing on his head, which means that the visually impaired people in the audience aren't sitting there thinking, why is everybody laughing and I'm not?
Absolutely.
And, well, it's my belief that in local drama societies, because I don't want to use the word amateur, the main reason that people don't use audio description is because they haven't thought of it. They think, well, we've got disabled toilets, so why should... Yeah, that's all there is, isn't there? What else can we do? And we do actually provide a script for a severely hearing impaired person, if required. We don't quite go to captions like they do in the professional theatres, but providing the script is quite an easy thing to do. But for visually impaired people, you do need an earpiece and a microphone. And the audio describer has to be outside of the auditorium in the corridor looking on a screen, which we have already. And the equipment's come down an awful lot in price. In 2019, it was about £1,500. Now you can get five sets for, well, £150.
Wow.
10 sets for £300. So that's... it's gone down in price because people are using it for simultaneous translation in churches, and they're actually sold as tour guide. That's the word you're looking for. Tour guide, that's when people are giving a guided tour and they don't want everybody else who hasn't paid listening in. So they're quite mainstream things to get hold of, so they're very cheap now. All that the local drama society has to do is to have a person willing to do it. You need someone with good diction, obviously, someone that can think on their feet quick, somebody with good timing. But when you got those in a local drama society anyway, they're there. We can actually do even better than the professional theatres, because the professional theatres have the audio describer coming in on one day. Well, if the visually impaired person has got something else on that one day, they can't have it, whereas we can provide it on any of our performances, preferably providing we know in advance, because the rest of the time that audio describer is helping out with front of house and doing other things as well.
I was just going to ask you about that with them. Do people need to book?
Well, for Wyndham Players, let's just go on that one. Our next production in November, we're doing Noises Off, which is a very visual production, absolutely hilarious. But that's going to be quite a challenge to audio describe, but I'm going to be up for it. And it would be really nice if people could come along and get together in groups, make an arrangement with me. I can give my email and my contacts to Mark, but anybody can make arrangements separately just by contacting Wyndham Players. It would be very nice as well for me to think that if anybody goes to any other theatre groups, local theatre groups, that don't do audio description, if a visually impaired person wants to liaise with them and say, why don't you do audio description? I would be extremely happy to have a chat with any local drama society, especially in Norfolk, because I can get there and actually help them, show them what the equipment is, talk them through the procedures, because it really isn't very hard at all. You know, the main thing is that people just haven't thought of it.
Yeah. And I tend to explain to people when they ask me what audio description is, I often tend to say it's a bit like painting a picture with words. And I think more and more now, you know, whether you're watching television or going to the cinema or the theatre, audio description is becoming far more mainstream now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, well, what would you see if you can't see? And on the radio, of course, everything is audio described. But in the theatre, why can't you? You should be able to go along to the theatre along with everybody else. But it's not really difficult to do a little bit of help just to make it possible for you to get the full experience. Mm. In days gone by, you would often get somebody that would sit next to a person and use the whisper method, which is... And I've done that myself, being with a visually impaired person, and everybody's laughing and I've tried to explain what it is. But you can't help then other people turning their heads round thinking, well, they shouldn't be talking in the theatre. Yeah. And even worse, of course, if you're watching it for the first time, you don't know what's coming up. Whereas the audio describer will have attended several rehearsals, have planned what they're going to say, worked out how they can get the words in quickly in a slight gap. Of course, there's always going to be a point where they have to talk over what's going on if there just isn't time. But that's why you would have the, especially if people have got good hearing in both ears, you have the audio description earpiece in one ear and you're hearing what's going on in the other ear.
Absolutely.
But it's just a little bit of pre-planning, a little bit of organisation, and that's what you need. It's not difficult.
And the person that's delivering the audio description, do they need to watch the play before they deliver it?
Yes, ideally. I mean, otherwise you're in the dark.
Yeah.
You know, you can see what's going on, but you don't know how important it is. You know, you might see he's walked over to the sideboard, but he's held his hand above it. But if you don't know he's walked over to the sideboard and he's put the poison in the glass... If you don't know that's what's happening,
absolutely,
then you're at a disadvantage. If you've been to several rehearsals, you've got the script in front of you, it's easy. But
That's fantastic. And you've been doing this for quite a while, I believe, now, Georgia.
Well, Wyndham Players are the first to have done it, as far as we know, in a local drama society. We did it first in 2019. That was before COVID. We hired in the equipment because it was too expensive to buy it. But then we did it for Ladies in Lavender, and I got a really nice part offered to me. The part that Miriam Margolyes played in the film, and I wasn't going to turn that down. So I took the part of Dorcas, the housekeeper, but I still arranged for the audio description, trained somebody else up to be able to do the audio description, organised for the equipment to come in. And so after COVID, when we got back on our feet a bit, I said, well, let's try this again. Found that the equipment had gone down and it's now mainstream for Wyndham Players. But we would like more and more people to come from Norwich. Norwich isn't very far to Wyndham, and there's a very good bus route, and we're just outside the bus route. And, but also Wyndham Players do it. Every other local drama group can do it as well.
That's great.
And I'll help them.
That's fantastic, George. Well, as you were saying, if people would like to contact me at Vision Norfolk, I can pass your details on. But we wish you all the best with your production in November. And have you got any more thoughts about sort of future productions after November?
We think that we'll be doing the third in a trilogy probably next year, which was very funny. We've done the other two. And I can't remember what they're called, and I was in them as well. But we still have to decide what we're going to do in April. But our main productions are in April and November. But we're starting with Noises Off. Some groups are doing it. The committee is working hard now to work out what we're going to be doing in April.
Right.
But we'd like to do more as well.
Thank you. Well, thanks for coming into Chatterbox today, Georgette. It's lovely to see you. And best wishes to yourself and your Wyndham players. And we'll see what we can do about getting some more people to come along in November to try out the audio description for the play.
That's great.
Thank you, Georgette.